Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is the Bible reading for December 7th. 3 John chapter 1. The Elder, to the beloved Gaius, whom I love in truth. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. For I rejoiced greatly when brethren came and testified of the truth that is in you, just as you walk in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Beloved, you do faithfully whatever you do for the brethren and for strangers who have borne witness of your love before the church. If you send them forward on their journey in a manner worthy of God, you will do well, because they went forth for his name's sake, taking nothing from the Gentiles. We therefore ought to receive such, that we may become fellow workers for the truth. I wrote to the church, but Diotrephes, who loves to have the preeminence among them, does not receive us. Therefore, if I come, I will call to mind his deeds which he does, prating against us with malicious words. And not content with that, he himself does not receive the brethren, and forbids those who wish to, putting them out of the church. Beloved, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. He who does good is of God, but he who does evil has not seen God. Demetrius has a good testimony from all, and from the truth itself, and we also bear witness, and you know that our testimony is true. I had many things to write, but I do not wish to write to you with pen and ink, but I hope to see you shortly, and we shall speak face to face. Peace to you. Our friends greet you. Greet the friends by name. Psalm 126, 1-6, A Song of Ascents. When the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then they said among the nations, "The Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad. Bring back our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. Those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. He who continually goes forth weeping, bearing seeds for sowing, shall doubtless come again rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him." And Proverbs 29:12-14, If a ruler pays attention to lies, all his servants become wicked. The poor man and the oppressor have this in common: the Lord gives light to the eyes of both. The king who judges the poor with truth, his throne shall be established forever. And that's the reading for December 7th. And let us pray. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the joy that we have in our heart for serving you. We thank you for the love, the grace, and the mercy. We thank you even though our throat is scratchy this day and our nose is runny and there's difficulty. It's nothing, Lord. We have nothing that we can complain about. We have joy in our heart. Regardless of what we have in our body, we have you in our heart. We pray that you'd be with each and every one who listens to the words of this reading this day. Across this world, Lord, what a wonderful testimony that the Word of God is never confined, but it goes out and it touches hearts wherever it might happen to be heard or read. Let Jesus be real in our hearts this day, and we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Blessings, dear heart. This is Pastor Cecil.